You're listening to Vatican Radio. A relic of St. Thomas Becket, the 12th century English archbishop murdered at the altar in Canterbury Cathedral, is returning home this week from Hungary, where it's been venerated as a powerful symbol of the church's struggle for religious freedom. The relic, a small fragment of bone, is believed to have been taken to Hungary shortly after the assassination and has been kept for the past eight centuries in Esztergom's Basilica. Becket's murder by four knights in December 1170 marked the dramatic end of a long feud with King Henry II and the start of a popular tradition of pilgrimage to his tomb. Under Henry VIII, his shrine was destroyed and his name was removed from the Church of England calendar. Yet today he's being seen as a sign of shared Christian heritage and a powerful symbol of those modern martyrs being persecuted for their faith. Hungary's president will join top Catholic and Anglican leaders for liturgies at both Westminster Cathedral and Westminster Abbey before the relic continues its journey on to Canterbury Cathedral. Cardinal Vincent Nichols is presiding at Mass to welcome the relics to Westminster Cathedral. He talked to me about this unprecedented ecumenical initiative.
Well, this initiative comes from the Hungarians, from Cardinal Erdő and the Hungarian government. And what was most important to them was that these relics, which have been in Hungary virtually since the death of Thomas Becket and have been in recent years a tremendous focal point of Catholic life, especially towards the end of the communist domination, that these relics should return to their home. It's like for a visit almost. So this will be the first time that these particular relics of Thomas Becket will come back to the place from which they first came. And here they will join the other relics of Becket, which are in this country, some in Westminster Cathedral, some in Stonyhurst College, for example. And together we will reflect in the course of the week on all the complex and powerful issues surrounding his life and his death and his times.
Thomas Becket is honoured in the Catholic tradition as patron of the pastoral clergy of England, isn't he? Why is this particularly?
Well, it's a jolly good question. Clearly, he, in his lifetime, stood, some would say, with great obstinacy for the rights of the church and particularly the rights of the clergy in the tussle that was going on, especially in juridical matters between the church and the state and the crown. So at the time, for example, priests could be basically tried twice and punished twice for crimes. And Becket wanted to protect his clergy and wanted to defend the rights of the church to deal with those matters. That's one reason. Another reason comes much later, at the time of the Reformation, when, of course, the Church of England wanted to obliterate the feast and the memory of Becket because he had stood precisely for the principle which, in a way, was conceded at the time of Henry VIII. And so priests who were coming to this country as missionaries, risking their lives, appealed to Becket as their patron. And then more recently, in more ecumenical times, the devotion to Becket has grown because I think we saw in his life the total dedication to the ministry of being a priest, in his case a bishop, which inspires every priest today.
And yet this is also an important ecumenical event, isn't it, in that the Church of England is also celebrating the arrival of these relics, honouring them in Westminster Abbey. And yet, as you point out, the Reformation was all about, or partly about, destroying shrines and symbols of the saints.
That's true. The Esztergom relic will go from here to Westminster Abbey. And then at the end of the week, actually, it will go to Canterbury and will be received in Canterbury Cathedral at the end of a procession through the town of Canterbury. And then on that Saturday evening, there'll be an open-air concert outside Canterbury Cathedral. And of course, these are, in the sweep of history, very important moments. But they were all prefigured, in a way, by the visit of Pope John Paul II. Because I think those who remember that visit will remember vividly that the Pope and the Archbishop of Canterbury knelt in prayer together at the spot where Becket was martyred. And that, I think, was the beginning of a very, very important healing and coming forward from that time of the Reformation to a time now where we share our regard and esteem and devotion for people who were heroic in their faith in Jesus.
As you rightly said, he was martyred there in Canterbury Cathedral. He's a powerful symbol too, isn't he, for the modern martyrs, those who are being persecuted and killed for their faith today?
Yes, that's right. And I think what is clear is that Becket did not flee. Like some of the martyrs in the Middle East who were given the chance to flee at great cost, Becket said, "Do not lock the doors of this church. The church is not locked to anybody." And the knights came and killed him. And in a similar way, some of those martyred today are people who say, "No, I will not go. I will stay and I will witness to my faith."
We tend to associate Thomas à Becket with Canterbury. He's seen as a very English saint in many ways, and yet he's actually venerated quite widely, isn't he? Not just in Hungary, but also across many places in Europe.
Well, I think Thomas's origins were in France, in the English part of France. And what is perfectly clear is that during his life, he traveled to Rome. He spent years in exile in France. And immediately after his death, relics of Becket spread all over Europe. The fact that they went so quickly to Estergom was because there were kind of family connections between Becket and King Henry in this country, Henry II, and the royal family of Hungary. And so a major relic went very quickly there because they had such esteem for him. But there are those students of these times who have traced the presence of relics of Becket in many places across Europe, even as far as Iceland, for example. So there was a great veneration of Becket in the centuries following his death.
Finally, we connect Becket, of course, with the pilgrimage to Canterbury, the Canterbury Tales. And it's fair to say, isn't it, that there's something of a revival in the tradition of pilgrimage going on in, well, throughout the Christian churches today.
Yes, I think that's right. And Pope Francis has certainly given that a boost in this year of mercy, asking us to understand that our life is a pilgrimage of mercy, and therefore we might make short pilgrimages of mercy. I was in Rome the other day, and there were quite a series of groups making their way up that pilgrim route up the Via Conciliazione, carrying one of the mercy crosses in front of each small group. And that, in a small way, is a sign of a growing sense that by traveling together, by seeking out holy places, we, as it were, practice what we have to do every day in our lives, which is encourage and support and rely on each other, always seeking out that which is holy in our daily lives.
My thanks to Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, Archbishop of Westminster and President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.